Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Todorovic, joined by my co-host, Dr. Matthew Barton. We are on the letter A, approaching the end-ish of the letter A, I hope, and move on to the Bs. That'll be fun. The term today, Matt, is alveolar cells type 1. Sometimes they are termed pneumocytes or type 1 pneumocytes or just type 1 alveolar cells. Now, we have done an episode on alveoli and alveolus. I recommend everybody listen to that episode. But as a quick recap, alveoli and alveolus, these are the air sacs at the ends of our lungs that participate in gas exchange, allowing for oxygen to go from that empty sac into the blood vessel that lines the outside of this empty sac, and for carbon dioxide to go from the blood vessel into this empty sac for us to be able to breathe out.
So is it more accurate to say that at the end of the respiratory tract that than at the end of the lung? Because it kind of seems that you said at the end of the lung, it would be like pull the lung out and at the end of it.
As in the tip.
Yeah.
Yes. I suppose at the end of the tract, of the respiratory tract, the, like you said in one of the previous episodes, it's sort of like the final station. If you were to travel down, if you were a gas particle and you were to travel through the entire tract, your very last port of call of the respiratory tract would be the alveoli. And so if we take these alveoli, there's about 480 million of them in both of our lungs. And if you were to open them up, their surface area is about 80 square meters, which allows for us to really nicely participate in gas exchange. Now, the thing is, it's made up, we've said previously, it's made up of simple squamous epithelia, but there's actually a couple of different cell types present that make up the alveoli or an alveolus, if we're talking singular. Type 1 and type 2 cells. This episode, we're going to talk about the type 1 cells. And these type 1 cells are simply just simple. That epithelia, right?
Simply simple.
It is the simple squamous epithelia. Simple,
flatheads.
Simple meaning, sorry?
Flatheads.
Rude. Rude. I told you not to refer to me as that anymore. Simple means?
One layer thick.
Yep. Squamous?
Flat.
Yep. And epithelia is a tissue type. So it's just this squished cell. Now, the crazy thing is the thickness of this epithelia, right? It can be, and when I say thickness, I should probably say its thinness. It can be as thin as 25 nanometers. Nanometers. So take 1 meter divided by 1,000, that's a millimeter. Take a millimeter, divide that by 1,000, that's a micrometer. Take that micrometer, divide it by 1,000, that's a nanometer. Take 25 of those side by side, that is the thickness of your epithelia or your type 1 pneumocytes or your type 1 alveolar cells.
It wouldn't be much more than just the thickness of a membrane.
Of the membrane.
A cell membrane thick.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. However, you say that, if you, and you'd know this, you've done microscopy before, right? If something's 25 nanometers thick, how do you view it? What type of microscope would you need?
Oh, electron.
You'd need an electron microscope, which is very interesting because in order for us to prove that our lungs were lined with this, these types of cells, we needed an electron microscope to view it, which is crazy to think as a scientist that that's what you need to do to view what the lung tissue was made from. So most of our lung parenchyma, or the functional tissue of the lungs, is made up of this simple squamous epithelia, termed these type 1 alveolar cells. So they're there for gas exchange. So that means oxygen needs to go through these cells and carbon dioxide needs to go through these cells. And we spoke about previously that the alveolus isn't just the epithelia. There is also underlying connective tissue, and there's also blood vessels or capillaries that line them, and cumulatively, that's what we call the respiratory membrane.
Cell membrane is 4 to 10 nanometers. So okay. It's just kind of like double that.
Well, it's 5 times that.
What did you say, 20?
25 nanometers, yeah. So, which makes sense because if you look, because this is the, not so it's just almost the membrane like thick, just, this is cell thick.
Yeah, right? So it's almost just like getting a cell, squashing it together so you've got two membranes opposed to each other and probably no cytoplasm or
well, Matt,
organelles between.
So there is cytoplasm Floss. And and organelles inside. And so
are they just squished to the side?
Yes. So the organelles are squished to the side and then you've got the cytoplasm in between. And that means the gas needs to move through two membranes.
Yeah.
So which already, the membrane on either side of the cell.
Which already double layer thick.
That's right. And it needs to move through the cytoplasm. So here's the thing. It's so thin, that's great, but oxygen is really quite poor at moving through liquids. So oxygen is pretty crappy at moving through the cytoplasm. And I said that there's a fluid that lines the inside of the lungs. Wait till the type 2 cells that we're going to talk about next episode. So this is the reason why we need 80 square meters of surface area, because oxygen is crap at diffusing through these membranes. Mm. So we need such a large surface area simply for the oxygen.
Is that because
carbon dioxide's great at moving through?
Polar?
Because it's polar?
Yeah.
No. Well, possibly.
Because it's a smaller molecule than carbon dioxide.
It is a smaller molecule. I think it has to possibly do with that. Look, I'm sure it has to do with something to do with the chemistry of it, obviously. But why, I don't know. But the thing is, we probably don't need 80 square meters of surface area for our carbon dioxide gas exchange to occur. Mm. Because carbon dioxide, I think, and this is just from memory, 20 times more soluble than oxygen.
Something like that.
So my assumption would be you probably could do with 20 times less surface area and still potentially have the same amount of carbon dioxide exchanging. Because, however, I say that, but that's only if the partial pressure was equivalent, and it's not. So for what I'm saying here is that for oxygen to go from the empty alveolus, or the hollow alveolus, I should say, into the capillary, there needs to be a high pressure gradient to push it across, because oxygen doesn't want to diffuse and solubilize through this fluid and through the membrane. So there's a high concentration gradient.
Yeah.
But for carbon dioxide to go from the capillary into the alveolus, it's a lower concentration gradient. But because it's 20 times more soluble, the same amount of carbon dioxide diffuses across as the oxygen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Hopefully that makes sense. All right. Now, here's an interesting point. Type 1 pneumocytes, or these type 1 alveolar cells, they can't replicate. They can't make copies of themselves.
And so there's no stem cell down there.
That's right. And even though there's organelles, they're not very good at regenerating. And so if they're exposed to toxins, if they're exposed to pollutants that will damage them or destroy them, such as cigarette smoke or such as
air pollution
or even pathogens, they can't make new pneumocytes. So what they do is they rely on the type 2 cells, which aren't used for gas exchange, to differentiate and proliferate into type 1
cells. Oh, really?
Cells. Yeah.
So they can do it.
They can do it. That's right. And that, Matthew, is the type 1 alveolar cells.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.